This is Cross Currents. I'm Ben Trefney. When it comes to giving birth, the complications for women of color are unusually high. Why is that? To find out, we'll go back to Leela's conversation with Dr. Monica McLemore, a researcher and one of the coordinators of the Black Women's Birthing Project.
So there's a statistic that I've been reading, it keeps coming up, that Black women are 4 times more likely to die in childbirth compared to white women.
Mm-hmm. That's true. The reproductive outcomes of Black women, having a baby, trying to get pregnant, trying to end a pregnancy, we have poorer health outcomes. And so,
you're talking about all of those areas.
I'm talking about all across the reproductive spectrum are worse. And that statistic of Black women being 4 times more likely to die during childbirth is true. And childbirth is not without risk. However, it is at increased risk for women of color. And so part of what we believe is behind that statistic has to really do with a couple of things. The first is in the very crucial postpartum period, not optimally recognizing postpartum hemorrhage.
Black women are more likely to have a hemorrhage of some sort during childbirth. Is that
the same healthcare related disparities that we see in cardiovascular disease or in diabetes? As you can imagine, those are exacerbated for Black women during pregnancy. So if you have hypertension, you are at higher risk to develop a condition called preeclampsia, where your blood pressure can become dangerously high during pregnancy.
And so you have a program in Oakland where you work with women of color, mostly training women of color to become doulas.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Why did you feel that you needed to create this space specifically for women of color to become doulas?
Black women experience a lot of disrespect during birth, specifically, but within the healthcare system more broadly. And by providing doulas of color in the birth setting, I really wanted to be able to have an advocate, but also to have individuals who could create space for Black women to have the kind of birthing experiences that they are seeking.
So women have actually explained to you or told you circumstances where they felt very disrespected
yes.
while giving birth?
Yes. And the largest piece that I've heard from Black women and women of color is the use and or threat of child protective services, of CPS, in terms of when women of color want to either refuse certain interventions, particularly the augmentation of labor or being induced with medications, but people are trying to rush them and to speed them along, and that there have been threats of, you know, we are not being a good mother or we need to get our baby out, and everything's progressing normally. And so there has been the overuse of cesarean section with women of color. Part of that is confounded by, again, other healthcare related disparities. So there are medically indicated reasons for cesarean section. Let's be clear. However, there are disproportionate numbers of Black women who receive those C-sections that are not necessarily medically indicated.
How does this compare to other Black populations around the world?
In low resource settings, cesarean section is a non-existent luxury. So to try to compare Black women to other Black women around the world in terms of C-section rates, it becomes really difficult. I would ask the inverse question of why don't other countries where there are high numbers of Black women have such a high cesarean section rate? And part of it has to do with they have infrastructure that supports group prenatal appointments. They have infrastructure that support the use of doulas and the use of midwives for low-risk women.